This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Recently, I posted on my Garden Bite Facebook page about how many Japanese beetles I have personally squished. Yes, there is some satisfaction to that. More importantly, it drew a lot of questions and misconceptions about the destructive beetle. First, it is not an Asian beetle. They look like ladybugs. The Japanese beetle is green and brown, larger, and way more destructive. They do not stink when you squish them. Trust me, I know. I also checked on a poster's message that squishing them just attracts more of the beetles due to pheromones being released. There is some evidence that it may do just that. Darn it. Now I'm drowning them in soapy water. Another poster offered her solution, planting white geraniums near her beloved plants. That one is debatable. Researchers have studied geranium petals as a possible control. According to the Agricultural Research Service, when Japanese beetles eat the petals of a geranium flower, within 30 minutes they roll over on their backs, their legs and antennae begin to twitch, and they're paralyzed for a few hours. Even though they're typically recovered within 24 hours, they often fall victim to predators, since they're unable to defend themselves while they're paralyzed. So is it the geraniums or the predators? And of course, the beetles just keep coming back. The good news is they don't hang around too much longer than a month, but still, lots of time to destroy your plants. I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com of the destruction in my gardens. They seem to prefer my Virginia creeper, my hardy hibiscus, my roses, oh, and the cannas too. And then I found them all over my newest coneflower. With the research I've done, the best method is to pick them off by hand and toss them into soapy water. I'll have more information on gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.